From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you thought the stock market's record jump on Monday meant an end to the bad economic news, think again. The Dow plunged 733 points today, losing nearly 8% of its value. The S&P 500 registered a 9% drop. The declines came after a handful of new reports pointed to a major economic slowdown. To help us make sense of the numbers, I'm joined by Carrie Leahy, senior economist with Decision Economics. Welcome back to the program. Carrie, let's start with one of those reports I mentioned, retail sales down 1.2% last month. That's bad, but help us understand just how bad.
Well, it's a dismal report. Even if you roll in the possible influences of lousy weather, the hurricanes, three wet weekends in the month, it is a dismal report and suggests that overall consumer spending in the third quarter might be down 3% at an annual rate. That'd be the first time consumer spending would be down for a quarter since 1991. So we now, for the first time in a long time, have what you might refer to as a consumer-led recession.
We're hearing that there's a lot of emotion throughout the markets. What else might have scared investors today?
Well, also you have the worries that even though slower growth in the U.S. and globally will lower headline inflation, as we all know, gasoline prices at the pump have come way down, we still have the lingering effects of stagflation in the PPI report. And one way to look at stagflation is if the headline inflation rate and the unemployment rate are simultaneously rising, as they've been doing for much of this year, you've got stagflation. And we do have that. That will go away, but unfortunately, the unemployment rate will continue to rise even as the headline rate comes down. So that may be a little comfort to those unlucky to be on the wrong side of the employment line.
Well, speaking of headlines, in this case, news headlines, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke also spoke today. Did he reassure you or perhaps make you reach for the antacid again?
Well, I don't know if he made you reach for the antacid. He said we're going to do whatever needs to be done, and one has to give him a lot of credit for doing an extremely varied number of innovative steps, particularly coming from a conservative Republican administration. The fact that we are now partially nationalizing banks must be a very, very big pill for Bernanke and other Republican appointees to swallow.
With the Treasury Department moving forward with the efforts to inject cash into the U.S. banking system, have you seen any evidence that that's starting to free up the credit markets?
Yes, a little bit. In a rather obscure market referred to as LIBOR, as a London Interbank Borrowing Rate, which is a key bank borrowing rate around the globe, those rates have come down about 0.25% in the last since Friday. So I'd argue that that is the first sign that there is the itty-bittiest of thawing in what is pretty much a frozen-up money market.
So a slight change, but is it possible that even if the credit markets do start to loosen up more, that the U.S. might still tumble into a recession? And if that happens, what kind of recession might we be talking about?
Unfortunately, I think the economy went into a recession early this year, and even more unfortunately, the recession intensified in September, even before the market melted down. I think even if things are all hunky-dory in the money market 2 to 4 weeks from now and equity prices stabilize, it is not going to prevent a further intensification of the unemployment rate, and I think we're going to have a long and unfortunately deep downturn. If it stretches to the middle of next year, it'll be longer than anyone since the 1930s.
So if you're talking about stretching into next year, how long, and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering this, how long will it take to right the financial ship in this country?
The financial ship could be righted in a matter of weeks, but the economic ship is not going to be righted for a matter of months. And unfortunately, in the housing industry, while it may be bottoming as we speak, it's not going to be recovering with any degree of speed until probably 2010, which is not good news for those thinking of selling a home.
Not good news at all. That's Carrie Leahy, senior economist with Decision Economics. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.